Durban cannot be another stop in an endless journey. Durban has to be a destination that we bring to an end and deliver a fair, ambitious and legally binding treaty so that we can secure our forests and secure the future of our children and grandchildren. In the spirit of transparency, I should say that I am from Durban. And even though some of you might think Greenpeace is very powerful, I want to say that we have no stake in getting Durban as a venue. But what's important from my background that I think is worth sharing, as a young anti-apartheid activist, many said, you will never defeat the power of the apartheid states. Many said that we will have a bloodbath. But with inspired leadership, with dedication, with perseverance and with resistance against those that drive injustice, we were able to deliver a historic victory for justice and end apartheid. Durban should be that place then that we are able to ensure that our political leaders are able to deliver that. But to get that, ministers in Cancun here have an option. They can choose to make history. They can set in motion a series and sequence of events that will secure our children's future and mark a fair and just transition that ensures that we have addressed the issues of the environment and climate on the one hand, but also equity and development on the other. This must go hand in hand. The other thing about going to Africa next year is we now all know that humanity started in Africa. And when the future of humanity is a threat, and when all of you from all parts of the world come home to where you started off from, let's hope that we can finish the business there. But in the next 48 hours, the ministers that are negotiating have a historic responsibility to deliver on forests, deliver on finance, deliver on adaptation, deliver on mitigation. And if they fail to do it, history will judge them extremely, extremely harshly. Let me conclude by saying that what is at stake here is not some ethereal and sort of abstract notion of save the planet and save the climate and save the environment. What's at stake here is securing the future of our children and grandchildren. And we want the ministers who are entrusted with the responsibility to lay the building blocks of a fair and ambitious binding treaty in Durban to be able to go home, look the children and grandchildren in the eyes, and say, history call upon us to show political will, to show leadership, and to show courage, and we did it. Failure to do so will ensure that the current judgment of young people, for example, of failure of leadership, will be completely justified.